Uliza ku neighbor wo.
Greet for us your neighbor.
Umwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the better things.
Nga birimu okumanya n'okutegeera.
And within it there is knowledge and understanding.
Twogere ebirimu ekizikiza.
Don't speak where there is darkness.
Twogere nga birimu okutegeera.
Let's speak when there is understanding within.
Nga birimu okumanya okujjudde.
And there is full knowledge within it.
Nga abafull knowledge we tuli.
Just as full knowledge we are.
Era nga mulembe mpya ogutondebwa.
And it's a generation being created.
Katonda kitaffe atukulembeddemu.
As God the Father leads us.
N'omwana.
And the Son.
Era nga batumye omwoyo omutukuvu okuba omubaka mu masekkati gaffe.
Send the Holy Spirit to be ambassador in our midst.
Naye n'ajja ne bamalayika abatukuvu.
He too comes with the holy angels.
Okwongera okukola wamu n'abo abakwata ebigambo bya Katonda.
With they who hold on God's laws.
Nga bwe biri mu kitabo ekikukuvu.
Like it's in his holy book.
Bible.
The Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The book we read within, it's the one in heaven. And it's found in the Ark of the Covenant. And it's the book we see in Zechariah chapter 5. And that scroll is living and it flies. And in Revelation 5, that book within it are things of life. It has seven seals which are put upon by the seven spirits of God. And the Lord Jesus has the right to open those seven seals. Like Revelation 5:6 tells us. And we see the life of the book in Revelation 6. And we prove John
6:63.
That the words says unto us their spirit and their life. They are living words indeed. Like we are going to move on to know today. And by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa. And the Bible reader Pastor Robina. God bless you, all of you. Everyone where you best to continue to listen to us. And we all seek together with you, the Lord. As we base within this holy book. To know all that what concerns him. It's Wednesday. We move on to see the schemes of the devil. Unto God and unto his church. And we
seek
the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness, separated from the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. Like we last covered and understood the seal of God, which is made by the Holy Spirit in his fullness. They are the seven spirits of the Lord. Now we separated that seal of God from the seal of the devil, which is known as 666. And right now we want to see the second six. Like we first covered the first six. We saw the first six of which is responsible by the devil. And we gathered all that in the six twisted spirits. In the wisdom which is twisted. In the understanding which is twisted. In the counsel which is false. The power which is not good. The knowledge which is not right. And the fear which is not right. Now that we understood him. And gone deeper into the second six. We've understood that Jezebel was the first fallen angel to fall and join on the devil.
He's
the one leading his second six.
And
to be able to fulfill it, one of the things she does is that she's the mother of all adulterers in Revelation 17, as we read, and the mother of all abominations, all things which God never wants. It's the one she moves to command people to. And we understood that to fulfill that,
she
sits on the seven heads upon the beast and the seven hills. Praise Jesus. On which she sits to reign over all nations. Be able to fulfill her intentions of shifting people from the Lord and they enter into adultery as she takes them to the devil, the spiritual adultery of forsaking and abandoning adultery and God. If you forsake him, then it's easy to do physical adultery and robbery. Now she draws you to do abominable things. Now the seven hills or mountains or the seven heads which are on the beast, which is known as the kingdom of the devil, sits on them to reign over all nations, clans, and languages. Today we are heading to the second head after seeing the first head. Those heads are seven. They are the seven hills. The hill of the spiritual false church system, which we have first covered and seen. We are going to see the spiritual wickedness or sorcery. That too is the second head, which we are going to be seeing. But we are to see the third head, known as the political field. And the fourth head, it's the economic field. And we shall see the fifth head. Out of it comes even the sixth head. And this is what is of the social relations. That is the fifth head. The way we came to get the numerous clans we have and the languages. Praise Jesus. But in the same way, it comes out another head called games and sports. That head too is the sixth head. And according to what we shall see what is being done within it, you will know how she captured it and how she uses it to move on to draw people to go and forsake the Lord, and they do all abominable things which God hates. And we shall end with the head of the healthy system or the healthy sector, which we know very well, that healthy ends up with God. And he alone has the real insurance. But by the names upon the beast, the blasphemous names, you find that we have life insurance companies on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
even the devil to claim things which God freely gave us to heal us, like the grass and the herbs, as they are. And the devil claims they are his. And there are things you have to do upon them that they can work for you.
Many
other characters which are in there. Doctors, they who are forsaken and abandoned God, and they enter into much abominations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now today we are heading to see the second head. But these heads are the same, which the devil used before he was imprisoned. The devil sat on the same mountains or hills. But because we know now we handed the kingdom to Jezebel, now he too is destined to reign over all things. According to Revelation chapter 12, verses 2, it shows these words. Then we are seeing the head, the second head, the spiritual wickedness or sorcery.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Revelation 12, verse 2.
Eranga ali lubuto, nakabanga alumwa, eranga balagalwa okuzala. Ne walabika akabonera akalala muguru, era laba, ogusoto ogumifu ogunene, ogulina emitwe musanvu n'amayembe kumi.
We told you the dragon is the devil. Revelation 12 verse 7 unto 10. This serpent is the devil himself. But I said he has the seven heads and the ten horns and the ten crowns.
Just
as he reigned over based on his heads, there are seven heads. Even Jezebel, after being handed over the authority, we see that on a beast,
he
moved on to sit on the same mountains,
he
moved on to reign all the nations. According to Revelation 13, we are told these words, which concerns this beast. Revelation 13 from verse 1.
Okubikulirwa essula ya 13 olinya olusooka.
Revelation 13 from verse 1.
Ne guyimirira ku musenyu gw'ennyanja, n'endaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja, erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7, ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
So
the beast too appears, which we know as the kingdom of the devil.
Daniel
7.
23 to 27.
It explains us what the beast is. It's the kingdom of the devil. But we've moved on to see the beast itself has 7 heads, like we saw the devil, the dragon, 10 horns, just like we saw the serpent, the devil, and the 10 crowns. Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
What
we try to say is this. Why is there a change?
These
7 heads, we first seen them on the devil himself.
If
right now we are seeing them on the beast, as
we're
going to be explaining the head of the spiritual wickedness,
yes,
praise Jesus. You know, the devil is the deceiver of the entire world, and he's an accuser. But Jezebel told him, you will not leave people when they have sanity in their minds.
You
just lie them like that. They eventually run from you, and you accuse them just, it's not enough. We have to make them appear like animals and beasts. We have to take all the understanding from them. Make them appear like animals. And you reign over people when they no more understand. What
we're
going to see called spiritual wickedness. They bewitch you and you become something worthless. You're just like an animal. And no more things to do things freshly. For we know in the body appearance, we see as if animals never think. And we see their actions. And we think perhaps they themselves never mind. For you see the male go with the female right and open.
Jezebel
said, we have to bewitch human beings and they become like animals. And they can even have intercourse openly. They move naked, they don't get ashamed. An animal, how it moves.
You're
just lying to people, it's not enough. And you accuse them rather than corrupt their minds totally. And they become like animals. That's where the kingdom seemed to have changed. We've been seeing the serpent himself. He remained reigning. But when Jezebel came, began long many years back, don't leave sanity in people. They have become like animals. And even though they expose their privacy, don't mind, they're like a god. You leave understanding to people. She told him, let me reign over them. When he began with the Babylon Empire, they began manifest how they're going to reign over the nations. I told
them,
I'm going to walk over your people. I'm going to make them worthless. You failed. I'm going to show you aggressiveness. I'm going to choose them and corrupt their mind to become like animals. living sanity to human beings, they shouldn't remain in sanity. But when they remain as human beings, they are still in the image of the real man. That is God Himself. And we have to change them. And they get off from being man. For we know the Lord Jesus is the Son of Man. And the real man is God the Father Himself. If you leave a human being remain in the man appearance, he depicts the other God. We have to appear in the people. Have to shift them from image of man to become beasts.
For
they know we are made in the image of man. And that man is God Himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
he said you're still joking with people.
You
have to make them like animals. And no more have understanding and sanity in their minds.
And
walk like animals and do all things. And they eat grass. They walk when they're smoking weeds and they're smoking them. Still merciful to them. Make them other things. Man, let them drink cocaine. And they see
America,
yet they are in Uganda. You change.
As
they are walking where there is the flat, they see their stairs, they are walking, they are on a storied building. They shouldn't remember their mind. If they remain with their minds, they are in the image of the real man. That's God the Father Himself.
For we know
the Lord Jesus, the Son of Man.
He
is the Son of the Most High God. It means the real man is God the Father Himself.
And
He tried to make us within His image. He as the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
Jezebel said no. We have to make them like animals. Shouldn't leave them as human beings.
If
you see the films acted, you must come up when you're something else. You become a wolf or something else. That's where the things they act types of vampires. There are others are wolves, others are vampires. Those are things they act. And a human being has to appear like an animal.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, because of that, that's why we see the head which are upon the devil himself. Now we see they are right on the beast. He said it's his kingdom. The kingdom of the devil himself.
I'm not going to
leave them like you've left sanity in their minds.
Trouble
you so much when you live like that to change them. Train them to things appear like animals.
That
when you lie them, they will never understand again.
And
you think someone has gone, you seek for them. When you capture them, make them like an animal. And they no more understand.
And
what they speak is upside down. Now Jezebel's plan, she added in that aggressiveness in these plans. You know how to, she's a very foolish person. In inventing abominable things, God wants us to be in His image and likeness.
But
she blasphemed, says we have to appear like animals. Even the actions to appear like of the animals. Now you see people, the films they are watching. They are watching Big Brother and they are watching live actions in there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, people never mind. Just as you see a God with another God and others are watching. They don't mind.
Hen
chases and the others are free.
I don't
feel jealous. What are you doing? Now they made human beings these things. Now this beast you see, they agreed very well. According to Revelation
14,
verse 2, and he gave him authority to
say,
the kingdom of the beast, I've loved it. You know, Jezebel invented this
affirmation
of blasphemy, and the devil said, right,
I've
given authority and power.
When they
imprisoned me, govern it in the form of the beast, it would be nice. And he gave the authority to him.
Let's,
Revelation 13, verse 2.
Okubikulirwa essula ya 13 olunyolo okubiri. N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo ng'ebyaddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma.
Ndowooza owulire ggetegete ly'ensolo
eyo. I think you see the form of this beast.
Abantu abo batekukuba mufaananamu ng'empologoma.
People must appear like leopards.
Empisa zaabwe
ng'e. They are characters.
Batakula banywa
musaayi. Drink blood.
Era bakanywa musaayi bangi kati.
There are a lot of vampires around these days. They drink blood.
They drink blood,
they sacrifice human beings. Most of the rich, they buy the blood,
drink
to eat human hearts and parts of human beings.
It's
the part of the slow part you're seeing.
Then
the bear. It is actions. You know, shall handle those four beasts.
And
see how the kingdom has been appearing. Holding one by one what is on the beast.
Then
they say the mouth is of the lion. Revelation 13, verse 3.
N'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma, n'ogusota gwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo, n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi.
Yagamba
ekintu kiddukanye.
Govern the thing.
Bw'oba ogenda bafulanga
ensolo, if you're gonna make them like beasts, now it's gonna be nice. But now they have been troubling me, but you, your system will work. If you use my authority, my throne,
are
the seven hills I give them to you. Use my power. Make them like beasts, it will be working. We are going to be getting more people. This is the plan Jezebel brought.
Stand nagging a mass on a jet and stamp.
Devil moved on to endorse it.
Gave
him a power and authority.
Move
on to reign and govern that thing.
That's
when Revelation 17.
Kubikulirwa essula ya 17 olusooka.
Revelation 17 from verse 1.
Ne wajja omu ku bamalayika omusanvu abaalina ebibi omusanvu. N'ayogera nange n'angamba nti jangu wano. Nange nakulaga omusango gw'omwenzi omukulu atuula ku mazzi amangi.
This is the chief adulteress.
Kwagambye yasooka okwegatta ku Sitaani.
I told you he was the first to join on the devil.
Nga omuntu anaba na kulimbwa mu lusuku.
Before even man was sitting in the garden.
Nga okuyita mu Eva.
Through the Eve. This for angel had already joined on the devil. Discover the real name of this angel that is Jezebel. It was called him when he was a real angel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
it's called the chief adulteress. Because among them who abandoned the Lord, he was the first
who
abandoned God and joined on the devil.
Kubikulirwa essula ya 17 olunyiriri olw'okubiri. Bakabaka b'ensi gwe bayenda naye, n'abo abatuula ku nsi ne batamiira omwenge gw'obwenzi bwe. N'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo, ne ndaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emyufu, ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvvoozi, ng'erina emitwe 7 n'amayembe 10. Omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu. era ng'ayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi.
Yes,
ono
tumumanyi
era
tuzze tumusomako
naye
nga batugambye
but they have told us,
atamiiza n'okutamiiza ebintu bye bw'obiyingiramu owungireyo
obuwungizi
era kino asinga kikulira nnyo mu kye tuyita spiritual
wickedness
obulogo bw'omunsi
y'omwoyo
ogenda okutambula akulogera ne mukirooto n'ozuka nga
yakulogera
ate osobola okuba otambula mukubo nga
bwakuloga
kubanga ye ekirowoozo kisobola n'okusinkana awo nga ddogo
ekirowoozo kisemmotwe it's come through a thought in your head.
Abamu ebintu bakola wano ku nsi.
Others the things they do on earth.
Ebyokuvuna n'obulogo bonna.
Blasphemy and every sorcery.
Abamu babirota.
Most dream it.
Abalabi uliranga ddoboozi
mukubo. Others hear as voices on the way.
Abalabi babiraba ku banna.
Others see them from others.
Ankubuli olaba.
Let me tell you see.
N'ekintu eky'okuba nti abantu batambulanga embuzi. Ebintu biri bwereere
bitu. People walk like animals and their privacy. They are bewitching you.
Eri nalyo ddogo ddala liri awo.
It's witchcraft typical.
Likulokogeno jirotinga toyagala atoba bakazi
bani
oli muroke
cast a time you begin to
look when a woman kutunula woti
the more you look
manyika ti abasajja na wabo ebitundu bya kati biita
you know men to their private parts are moving out
before you know
all their chest are exposed or they are open
kagati na abachana nabo baba twa oburogo bakuttu
even women that witchcraft has captured them
mabigako wali kyali nga kizimu nabo obulogo buno bweyongere
time back it was hard but they switched
oli atambula agirati nga eddogo wili
ku another move so shake their bums as they are witchcraft is capturing them
ebitundu biri wabweru
byonna bira parts are all seen outside
era abanja abalogo bwa mungeri efana
bwetu are bewitched through these ways
okuone eddogo eryo tekekwa kuba ne ekigambo kya mukama
is said from that witchcraft you must have the word of God
abera kuroga neka kutumanyika kati aroga
don't know that you're bewitching
ereba vunana abaroga
when they choose which
abantu abasinga baroza bakenda vunana abatudde musabu
people think they're going to choose the ones in the shrines
mwaulideko kwa abali makanisa
you heard of them in the churches which are false
muto kulio kwasoso
the first head
nene bana abaitange bitundu bili wabweru
who are exposed their private parts
baroga benyine akuroga nova kumunamu
which is they bewitch you and you get your flock
oyinza n'omukubirira bwe batugenderedde
n'ogamba
ngwende nyongere
mmulabe
eyabadde agenda mu butuufu
ekintu
ekirala obayinza wakyuse eddala
okuddala
eddogo nga likuvuga
and witchcraft is attracting and pulling you
Yesu yabazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Nyinga badugambi.
But they told us.
Mukubikuru bweno 17.
In Revelation 17.
Onyoro muenda.
Verses 9.
Tuwanaweta akisaba magezi nokotege.
We need wisdom and understanding.
Magezi agechigambo cha katona.
Wisdom of the word of God.
Nyinga badugambi mitweje no musango.
And they told us the seven heads.
Zisozo musango mwezi kwatura.
Seven heels the adoring seats on.
Munyoro 15.
Verses 15.
Nibatugamba.
And they told us.
Yamaza amangi mwezi kwatuze nsoroyi.
On which the beast is seated.
Bibikane nnimi n'amawanga.
There are the nations, clans and languages.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bikane nnimi n'amawanga.
Clans, nations and languages.
Yonebi okusikuno.
All of the world.
Eranga fe tuli mulutalo kankano mbigambo
bino. We are in the battle within these words.
Okugezaako okuva mbike ebyo.
Try to get out of those clans.
Nnimi n'amawanga.
And languages and the clans.
Kusinira ku mutogo tuoyongera okulaba.
And the head we continue to see.
Omutogo ogwebyo moyo byo byobulimba.
Spiritual wickedness.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Baroga okuva mu buto.
They bewitched you from infancy.
Kuva kubajja bemisingi ejedda.
From your forefathers, the olden foundations.
Nga mbutufu timinja kudda mu magezi
ge mazima. You can never get back to sanity.
Ayolwa musayi gwa mukama
waffe Yesu. By the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Atuyitana mu kwongera okunnyonnyola.
Just need two more explanations.
Okubikura musana ku kigambo cha
Katonda. And reveal the light of the word of God.
Banja abagenda okuva mbika nnimi n'amawanga.
Many are going to get out of nations, clans and languages.
Babadde bakwatibwa omuntu babadde bakwatibwa Jezebel.
They had been captured by Jezebel.
Ngaita mu burogo obwo.
He passed through that witch.
Obanga asinzira ku nsozi ezo.
Or when he passed in those mountains.
Okufuga amawanga gonna.
To reign over all nations.
Okubikura 17.
In Revelation 17.
Banja abagenda okuva mbika nnimi n'amawanga.
Many are going to come from nations, clans and languages.
Naye nga balina okubanga bawonye emitwe gino.
They must have gotten from this head.
Ngateba fugidwa once we mitwe jo musa.
It's not been reigned over these heads.
Mitwe Jezebel yezu.
Heads of Jezebel.
Kwa sinzira fuga manga gonna.
He basis to reign over all nations.
Asobola kubateka ko lukanga kaga mmukari.
Can engrave number 666 on them.
Ngaya mpakanga tochagana na yinga bakufuri ekintu.
Possible when you can no more reject it but they made you something else.
Ngato jaina na kuisa lida.
You no more have a will to decide for yourself.
Bango already akufuri ekintu.
already. Here they show you decided, but it's not right. You change you already.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why in Revelation 7, verse 9, these are the ones to come from these clans. Why we've opened and revealed these seven
heads?
For now it had gone so much and required us to stand that we get saved to be in the saints. Revelation 7, verses 9. We are told these words.
Okubikulirwa sura ya musanvu onyoro mwenda. Oluvanyuma lwebyo nendaba era laba. Ekibiina ekinene omuntu yenna kyatayinza kubala. Mu buli gwanga n'ebika n'abantu n'ennimi. Nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe ne mu maaso g'omwana gw'endiga. Nga bambadde ebyambalo ebyeru. N'amatabi n'enkindu n'emikono gyabwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bano nabo tubalaba.
These two we see them.
Nga bava mbikane nnimi n'amawanga.
They come from clans, nations and languages.
Jezebel byennyini bye yawamba.
Which Jezebel captured.
Ng'asinzira ku nsozi zino omusanvu.
She faced the seven hills.
Naye baawonawo batya.
But how they get saved?
Olwaliwo tubuulira ekigambo kino.
Then we preach this word.
N'okubikulirwa enkwe za Sitaani.
To reveal the schemes of the devil.
Okusobola okwongera ku nnamba y'abantu bano kuba tebannakuggwaayo.
Able to increase the number of these people that have not finished yet.
Nga naffe tuli kwabo.
And we too are among them.
Abava mbika biri ebibadde bifugibwa Sitaani.
They who come from the clans which they have been reigning over, and the nations, and those languages. And we want to come from there,
to
get back to the clan of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Gamba,
but they tell us in verse 10, Revelation 7, verses
10. Nti, obulokozi buba bwa Katonda waffe atudde ku ntebe.
This one never sits on a beast.
He
sits on the throne of the kingdom. Revelation 7, verse
11. Nga boogera nti amiina omukisa n'ekitiibwa n'amagezi n'okwebaza n'ettendo n'obuyinza n'amaanyi bibenga eri Katonda waffe emirembe n'emirembe amiina. Omu ku bakadde n'addamu n'angamba nti bano abambadde ebyambalo ebyo ebyeru beebaani era bavaawa. Ne mugamba nti mukama wange gw'omanyi.
Manya abakadde bana 24.
The 24 elders.
Be bakulira ebika byaffe ffe
nabwe. The ones who lead all the clans we come from.
Era ng'ekyabafuula abakadde.
Why they were made elders?
Sirwanvi.
It's not because of gray hair.
Wabula lwa kumanya by'obwakabaka bwaffe.
But knowing the secrets of our kingdom.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
Yamuddamu n'amugamba bwa.
Answered him, told him this.
Kubikulira essula y'omusanvu.
Revelation 7, verse 15.
Olw'ekuminenya. Ne mugamba nti mukama wange gw'omanyi. N'angamba nti bano be bava mu kubonaabona kuli okungi. Ne bayuza ebyambalo byabwe ne babitukuza mu musaayi gw'omwana gw'endiga. Kye bavudde babeera mu maaso g'entebe ya Katonda. Ne bamuweerezanga emisana n'ekiro mu yeekaalu ye. N'oyo atudde ku ntebe alitimba eweema ye ku bbo. Tebali lumwanjala nate, so tebali lumwanyota nate, so omusana teguli bwokya, ne wakubadde okwokya kwonna. Kubanga omwana gw'endiga ali wakati w'entebe, anaabalundanga era alireeta eri enzizi, alibaleeta eri enzizi ez'amazzi ag'obulamu. Era Katonda alisangula buli ziga mu maaso gaabwe.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tulina okubanga ate ffe mbika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
We in the clans, nations and languages.
Jezebel byawambye.
Jezebel has captured.
Ng'asinzira ku musozi ziri.
Basing on the other hills.
Ng'ate mulimu abavaamu ne kulokolebwa.
Yet there are people who get out to be saved.
Oluvannyuma lw'okunaaza ebyambalo byaffe.
After washing our garments.
Mu musaayi gwa Yesu.
Within the blood of Jesus.
N'okunaazibwa mu kigambo.
We washed through the word.
Nga tutegeerera ddala era nga tumanya Katonda.
We understand and we get to know God.
Era ng'ekisuubizo kyaffe.
And our promise.
erimu kubeera mubulamu
obutaggwaawokale
nga tubikula ebigambo
binoebyobwakabaka
bwa sitaani ensolo yezebeli kankana okwatudde ofuga era ng'afuba okusiringa abantu n'ennamba
6
fuba okulaba ng'otwala ebigambo bino okubeera
ebikulukubanga
ekiriwo kiri bwe
kitinti
mu mutwe guno ogwokubiri gwe ttanula okulaba omuli obulogo bwonna obw'omwoyo
Praise Jesus.
We mutwe ogukyasinze nnyo.
It's the greatest head.
Okugendera ddala deep mu musayi gwaba.
It's gone deeper into human blood.
Eranga tikiba kyangu nnyo.
And it's not very easy.
Okuwonawo wano.
To escape this head.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kigendera ddala mu musayi.
It goes deeper into human blood.
Kubanga ne bw'olokoka ebiseera ebisinga kirwawo okuva.
Even though you go to save many times, it takes long to get out of you.
Okufuula omusayi gwo okudda mu musayi gwa Yesu.
Change your blood to shift the one of blood. Blood of Jesus. For you still have that segregation in you. You still have that love within you. Of your family of the world.
And you
pulled by the things of the world.
We
have segregations in tribes.
We
speak of our tribes of the flesh. Those
norms
because of the sorcery within our blood. Praise Jesus. What we want to know.
First Corinthians chapter 8.
We must be very careful. In this is where the great many lords. That's where there are many gods.
What
we call spiritual wickedness. The gods you hear confusing this world. They were created through the spiritual wickedness. And all these are fallen angels. Who are into these things. Whether you have gods of your families, you call demons of your
clans.
They tried to give each clan under the sun a demon. And they shared it over the world. Praise Jesus. Bewitched the blood right from getting from the womb. And they gave you norms.
And
many other things.
N'okutuuka nga bw'omenya ekiragiro
ekyo
oba n'olya ekisolo
ekyokusaanidwa
kwegamba nga wayingira mu bufuge
buli
era nga bino bijjudde n'obuvoozi
bwennyini
kubanga n'okweddira obweddiza ebintu
ebyo
kweddira bintu bya Katonda ate bye yatuwa okulya.
These are godly things he gave us to eat freely.
Nakyo kya buvuzi nnyo.
That is a blasphemous thing, very blasphemous.
Katonda yakugamba ko byeddire.
Did God tell you to take them as your totem?
When noroza bakuroga ddi?
Now you claim when were you? You think when were you bewitched?
Bajaja bo batta babaloka mu buroko.
Our fathers were bewitched this sorcery.
Buli omu ne bamuwabu Katonda
n'abakama. Everyone was given a Lord and a God at the sight.
Bakolisi kisoke sura ya 8
era
ne bateekawo n'obulombolombo
bye
mugenda okulyako omusito muweeko bakatonda
Bakolinsi ekisooka essula ey'omunaana olunya olusooka naye ku ebyo ebiweebwayo eri ebifaananyi tumanyi nga tulina ffenna okutegeera naye Bakolinsi ekisooka essula
wali ekigambo okutegeera teekawo okumanya ekirina
okuokosa
olaba awantu wonna wonnaamu ojja kuba ogenda olaba ekigambo
ekibakikyusa
ne bakozesa kumanya
kutegeeranga
tekirina kuba kumanya
meant to be knowledge.
Okumanya kutegeeza okwawula
knowledge means to separate
oba okudisaaninga
or to discern things.
Aweereza Katonda atamuweereza
one who serves God who never serves him the righteous and the unrighteous.
Bakolinsi ekisooka essula ey'omunaana olunya olusooka naye ku ebyo ebiweebwayo eri ebifaananyi tumanyi nga tulina ffenna okumanya okumanya okwegulumizisa naye okwagala kuzimba.
Okumanya
kukuyimusa
newankubadde nga bakozesa ekigambo
ekyo. I think there are many problems in that chapter. Let's try to correct it. Praise Jesus.
Knowledge.
It edifies you. It enlightens you.
bakolise ekisooka essula ya munaana olunya olusooka naye okwagala kuzimba
bwe tugattako okwagala
nga
tumaze okufuna
okumanya
ate tusobola ozimba
abantu
bakolinsi ekisooka essula y'omunaana olunya olwokubiri omuntu walowoozanga ng'aliko ky'ategedde nga tannategeera nga bwe kimugwanira okutegeera
nti bw'ogamba nti oliko ky'otegedde
kiseera
ebisinga oba tonna bakutegeera nga bwe
kikugwanidde
olaba nga tusomye enkwe za sitaani okumala akaseera
naye
munnange tonnatuuka bulungi
wakyaliyo
ebintu
nkuyanjaeyogezaako
okutegeeraokutegeera enkwe za
sitaani
yesu
yebazibu
kubanga bw'oyogera kankano nti omanyi
ebiseera
ebisinga oba tonnatuuka kumanya
kwennyini
oba okujjudde
obulungikino
kiri mu nsi era ng'abasinga bo bagamba nti bamanyi era ng'osinga
najjajjaawoa
mwana wange ffe tumanyi
ebintu
bya katonda affe bivudde
waaeri
ebirimin eby'eddiini zaffe kubuulire nkwe
muzzukuomanyi
mwakazaaliwe
n'amannyo gatulude
nga tusinza
bakatondanaye
nga nebyawogera
enyintabiera
negye byatandikiranaye
tamanyiyo
naye yasiŋŋaanawo emizimu
kiyita
katonda nonna baabaloga
bakolinsi ekisooka essula ya munaana onyi lwakusatu naye omuntu bw'ayagala katonda oyo ategeerwa ye
bw'obanga oyagala katonda ne katonda
akutegeerate
naawe omutegeera
tuli mu bakolinsi ekisooka essula ya munaana onyi olwokuna kale ku kulyanga ebiweebwayo eri ebifaananyi tumanyi ng'ekifaananyi si kintu mu nsi
yesu
yebazibu
abantu baatuka ekiseera nga bwaba tannaba kulya asooka kuwa
bajjajja
era nga abantu baalowoozanga kireka sitaani yakuza
emmere
era nga basooka okumuwaako
n'okumwebaza
bangi abakyali mu bulogo
bwe
era nga bwe tuba tugaziya obulogo buno bw'omusi omwoyo omutwe guno ogw'okubiri omwenzi gwatudde
jezebeli
okusobola okufuga amawanga
gonna
kino baali omanyi okuloga
ali
abantu baatuukanga ne bw'abanywa
mazzi
era nga bakuyigiriza naawe omwana nobakuyigiriza
mubulogo
kati ebika
byonna
eby'omu nsi ku bulogo buno
tebyawonawo
era nga kyekimu ku bintu ebitamala gava mu
bantu
ne wetutudde wano
yakukasa
nga bangi temunaawona mu kigambo
kinobaka
nkubulire muganda wo no nakubira
essimuno
munaye ndi wano ndina bubi
ndi
mulwadde
I am sick.
N'owomu nsi nakubira
when your brother of the blood home calls you.
Wow.
My God.
Osooka wa.
Where do you first put your attention?
Ulira omusaayo ogwo.
You feel the blood.
Ulira endogo.
Feel the wickedness flowing which crops.
owulidde
ekirinaye
bayibuli
yegambanti
mukwano gwo
that your friend
afaayo asingaani muganda
waalie
kale tutwale kuba kati bwe tweyita mikwano
songa
ate tukyali bwetu
kuba
kankana era tuli baluganda
nayesinanaye
sinta
barif
muganda ow'omubiri akubira esimu
physical brother calls you
kale tugambe ow'omwoyo
yasoose
ndi wano
nkubuulire
ndi bubi
n'ebyokulya
sirina
oba
waakamala
okumuandabe
ngenda kuddamu
kubiri
oba tonnaba kubanan'owomubiri
naakunangendi
wano munnangeina kyakulya ukola kwani ekirowoozo ekiyinza
okukuggiraawo
ono wakikakya
musaayi
gwakimanyi oba onabeera musaayi gwa
sitaani
mukaseera ako toyinza gakali
kubana
oli musuubira ayinza
olwokubaono
ye muganda wange
nyokati
wabansaba ebiri
kakwate I give 10 to this one and 10 to this one.
Then I can
throw the other person and I uphold the one I'm with in Christ. Can you even? There are people, my brothers, my relatives, I say, I'm not going to give you.
You
have gotten from salvation, you went to become a Muslim. But even Muslim calls, I can send him over.
Are mwova mjino nogeenda ye eri
mstani ngovude mkatoni from God and you go to the devil you face me I can't
si nokulya siria nawe
even eating I can't eat with you
wanga bible ngamu oluganda yavude mu
bible said the brother was apart with salvation
nokulya tolya na
even eating never eat with him
atikale yanabo munso subuloku basiko kuyingira
with the ones of the world that they draw them to enter salvation
atau kutabukira bubi
there I get so wild over you I'm on the commands of the Bible. And I feel they give me peace.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
But
this wickedness.
Most of you take
them first of all your relatives come and
say,
and you feel my blood, I can't abandon them.
To prove
it's deep about blood. Even though they get a problem, you get fever. Your relative has got a problem. But if your fellow born again, even if they are sick, you remain very happy and joyful and free. No more. But if they tell you, your father is sick, you too, you get sick. You faint even. You know what is there?
They
many years from your forefathers.
And
you need to fight that.
Fact,
remain loving them, but don't put you on pressure and tension.
At least
your brethren in salvation let them put you on pressure. If someone in salvation calls me, I can rush for that. But the one of the village, I first put it down to relax.
So can put it at the position I'm coming
here the voice of God what it says.
But
many times I don't wait for the voice. I will see it ahead and when I've reached.
But
in this witchcraft and sorcery. In deeper in blood. When they die. Before they call you begin to get signals that something wrong is going to happen. I have gotten a signal of death is approaching. Nothing you feel and they check out of the body.
There
is nothing like a signal of death. Though we have hope, they have gone to heaven.
Meaning,
they in the world are going
to
heaven. Even your blood is convicting you. That's why we pray the blood of Jesus come to spread over ours.
And
we are cleansed by His blood. Moves in the systems of our bodies. And the Spirit flows within our bodies. And we get to be complete. People in the world are bad love.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So,
let's move on here. In 1 Corinthians 8.
Bakolinse ekisoka esula ya 8 olunyiriro lw'okuna.
1 Corinthians 8 verses 4.
Kale kukulyanga ebiweebwa eri ebifaananyi. Tumanyi ng'ekifaananyi si kintu mu nsi. Era nga tewali Katonda mulala wabula omu.
Eriyo Katonda mulala wabula omu.
No any other God but one God.
Naye kisinga okwewuunyisa.
But what surprises?
Nani atuka n'aluga abantu.
The devil bewitched people.
N'ejezebeli
wako. Even Jezebel.
Abantu ne balowooza ba Katonda gye
bali. And they thought other gods are there. And this has gone from very far. The devil himself first used it. You even find some nations and they have numerous gods. Like India, they have a number of gods.
But
they believe they are gods. And in clans. I don't know how many gods you have there.
the forefathers. Here there are small gods there.
Bakolinso kisoka esula ya 8:5.
First Corinthians 8:5.
Kuba ne wankubadde nga waliwo abayitibwa bakatonda.
Nti ne wankubadde baliwa waliwo abayitibwa.
That they were called so-called gods.
Naye tebabira.
But they are not.
Ne wankubadde okuba ne kasimolo
god. If they thought to have a small god, they are not.
Gyentono nayo tebagwanira.
Even the small key is not worthy to be put upon them.
Kubanga era ffe abakkiriza Katonda oli omunene.
We believe the big God.
Ffe babeera ba Katonda.
It's us who are gods. Small.
Nga tukulisa gyentono.
And we use the small key.
Sibweguli.
Is it not that?
Wasoma bulungi Zaburi ya 82.
Psalms 82.
Olw'omukaaga n'olw'omunaana.
Verse 6 and 8.
Nayogera nti muli baki?
I spoke that you are gods.
Muli ba Katonda.
You are gods.
Era nti muli baana boyo ali wangu.
And the children of the Most High God.
Betubanga prazo ali ba Katonda.
If you pass by God.
Fetu bera ba Katonda.
It's us who are gods.
Ati ate bali be bayita ba Katonda. Si be
others. What they call gods are not gods.
Si ngatwachi zuba.
If we discovered that.
Fetu ali no kuba ba Katonda. Si mizimu.
The gods, not demons.
They are the gods.
Now the problem, when they bewitch us, the
fallen
angels prove to us they are the gods now. That's why when they say here, they are not gods. They even join on another word. Let's read it.
First Corinthians 8:5. Kuba ne wankubadde nga waliwo abayitibwa bakatonda oba mu ggulu oba mu nsi nga we waliwo bakatonda abangi n'abaami abangi.
Waliwo bakatonda n'abakungu abakama.
Many gods and many lords.
Naye ng'ekintu kino osiŋŋana nga buli kikasibo kirina
katondaeemizimuebasinzaera
baluga buli azaalibwa ne bamuteekayo ne bagamba twalule omwana
mbwabo
be bakatonda ebasobole okumumanya era munnange ne bakwata obuliraawo ne beekolakola
ebintuokumanya
ebintu ebyo
birimu
obulogo bungi n'ogezi oleeta omwana wa katonda omulala oli gwe bayita
gwe
tugamba nti agwa mu kika kiri
ekirala
n'omutabika mu
kyenu
bakwata bulungi obuliro
obwo
ne babunyika mu
kinanka. The one which never gets floating, it's not of the clan. You've understood that? But the witchcraft which is in that water. This they call it water. Come out. Come out from the bed. You come, you appear in the bowel, in the water. Your face appears.
Already
you in the system of that when they pass through your umbilical cord. They bewitch. And one of the witchcraft they did, when you birth the child, they used to get the second child. In the things of God, that's not a child. They are the ones who invented that that too is a child. That's where they got your demon out, spirit. And they used to plant a banana plantation specific for you and that spirit attached to you.
And
that demon has to be attached clear to you. And if you damn it, the child get lost. But
he
was a child. bintu ntu biri awo ne bokikasukayo nokiwembwa
tulisiti
mwana bano basitani
baba
bamanyi nti kati kino
they know that this
They
can pack another spirit in it, which is going to be following you. That's why we had
in Job to
capture you right from the womb or the breasts. You reach and you ask them, who is God? And they say, God. He created heaven and earth. Where does he live? If they see you ask too much, and they say each one has gods within their clan. Now you grow when they're making you foolish as they witch you.
But if you never abuse and Navawa,
who am I?
If you don't never be
carried off, you came from your mother's womb. No more question where you came from. When you read to die, they say they left. He went.
You
ask where they went. In the hills or the mountains of their foreheads.
It's
become with the winds blowing all over the earth.
Yet
they took the spirit in hell. How they bewitch you when you're still even in the womb. For they can tell your mother,
I know Genda Kumamidenga
and
cook
the half and lay you as an egg. Covers her eggs. A hen covers her eggs. That's where they go sit in the basin. And they put herbs of every kind of witchcraft. And she sits in the basin. She's not clothed, she's naked. She's there. She's as you come out, they've bewitched you already.
Now,
the herbs and the things done which they drink. What I speak is only in Africa. Different nations of the world.
Or
bewitch you while still in the womb. This witchcraft is very wild.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
The
other spirits
are
the ones they call the gods, this spiritual wickedness or sorcery. If the child has not been named, the clan name, they cry. They begin to pinch, they scratch the child, and the demons begin to move within the child, and the child cries. They take the child to their gods and they begin to dedicate them. When they dedicate them, they name the child. And the child
says, yet
they have been the one troubling the child. They have gotten out of it. This witchcraft is very wild. That's why we, as we get children, we already name them. We reach as they name our children, we've already given them names.
We name
your children while still in the womb.
Inquire,
ask the name of the child immediately. Before you get the children. As they want to name the child, you already named them from the womb.
Amen. As they take
them, and they say the name they know in them,
yes, Zion.
They are Zion. What is
you?
There comes words of God. The other is called Jerusalem. The child is not minding them. And they say, you have not handled me.
Me
in the hands of both midwives. But this sorcery, don't accept, you know, the name your father in heaven is going to give you. Remember, you have come from there. They
gave you their
names, Mokasa, and names of their gods.
Why?
And
you are there, you know the lake is of the demons. Let me tell you, all we have our names from Jerusalem, from heaven where we come from.
But can't you
name your names of their gods immediately?
They can name
your name. I would have spoken of your names, but I don't know. Praise Jesus. We home, they used to give birth to children and they used to die. Me, when I came next to the three children, I was the one who lived. They named me. They named me the Equas. What is that? A person is an excused person. Every time you are giving excuse, you will always be an excuse giving person. Every work I can't do that. Hey, that one is hard. You know they trouble me so much. That woman, I can't go with her. The problem she spoke a lot yesterday. Every time excuse from you. You know, those are demons. They never settle. They every time they excuse for something. When you align this, they bring another issue. Praise Jesus, brethren. Me, my son Joshua, got sick a lot. And he cried so much. Now, my elder brother said, you didn't name this child the name of our home. Call him the name of our father. Me, what I did, I told my wife, don't dare call him the name of my dead father. Call him my name. And they said, that child is going to die. I told them. And my two sons have never taken them to our home. For me, I named them names. Which names did you name them? They asked. The names I call them. Amen. I told them. The witchcraft which is there, maybe I escaped it. For I named my children names myself. As you take them, you don't create battlings. As they name, the name cannot work. You don't even use it here, it ends where they spoke it. And the devil ends their journey. Praise Jesus. But the reality, we get to be where we came from in this witchcraft. The 9 months subtracted as we come on earth. They never count them. And they say you've not been existing. God already brought you 9 months back.
And
tell you how one day old and the child, how old is the child? She's 2 weeks. But
in
2 weeks, God will put you in the womb.
He
puts you 9 months in you, yet you had come on earth. If you ask the 9 months, they are the ones who reveal you where you came from.
They
explain you where you came from. Finish 9 months in the womb. Now they cut it off and they bewitch you. And they begin to come one day when you reach here, and they make a birth for you. But the 9 months are not included. That too is witchcraft right there.
That's
the they dedicated to your gods. And they familiarize that the way the umbilical cord to flat. When it gets off you, you will not question what that was. But the umbilical cord gets off a child, how old? 7 days. Others clear 7 days. Those can explain the rest. Now right there,
we would have
understood the Holy Spirit to lead you.
ababera bakuwonze damyo
yebibi to other spirits.
Bakolinze kisoka sura ya 8 nyoro mukaga.
First Corinthians 8 verse 6.
Naye je tuli waliyo katondo omu.
Febibi tumanyi katondo alichi.
We know there is one God.
Era bino byemuulirane mu makanisa mbu waliyo katonda weje.
Yeah, church that is the God of so and so and the other.
Ebibyo nabwe bulogo bwawe.
All that is the witchcraft and sorcery.
Abantu bakulanga balimu obusamize babeeranga bika byabwe ne bakatonda babwe.
When they had gods in their clans.
But we baje ne mu Kristo.
When they came in Christ Jesus.
Abala basigala balogodda.
Others remained with their wizards.
Nebasigaranga oli agamba katonda wa gondi yakola.
God of so is the one who works.
Yesu wa gondi yakola.
Jesus of the other works.
Noga wa.
And he said, why?
Bino bika byanja wo.
At these different clans.
Nti wali era katonda omulala.
That there is another god in each.
Westingana waliyo Yesu wa gondi yakola
byamagero.
Yesu wa gondi yakola bino.
Jesus of this one works.
Katonda wa gondi yakola.
God of so and so works.
Obuloko buli era abavam bwasigawo bakoberera.
They never got out of them, it followed them.
Era bangi kubote banalukuka.
And most have not gotten saved.
Bali mukubeli okujja okulokoka.
They are in the way to head to come to salvation.
Eba ina nokwe genderis.
But they have to be very careful.
Bana makubo manja agabranchinga ko.
Many ways branch off their main way.
Nga gabera gefananyirize
kubuya. But they appear just like our way.
Ngabola bekubelo manyi oyo mulaba.
You see that main road?
Abera ke ngude zivako bwezi.
A lot of roads branching off.
Nebo zibazi tandiko vako zibazi faragana mukoneka
kora. Immediately the immediate branch they have a maram.
Eri jotuka wowo tuche wakati ogenwa I
when you reach, if it's a tarmac road, as its branches, there's a tarmac as you end. When people shift from God and they get from the word salvation, the immediate branching appears like salvation.
As you reach
in the middle, they captured you, cannot turn back. That's why they say, kiss the sun, lest you get lost in the way. For the ways which branch off, they appear just like the main way. Others are made a number of kilometers, they are tarmacs.
Oh.
As you discover, you are deep in the village of the main road. But you are driving. And you lost the main way.
First Corinthians 8
verse 6.
Yes,
we
praise Jesus.
Erife katonda aliyomu.
Unto all God is one.
Christ aliyomu.
That is Christ one.
Na ye kangubuli etwage ntutekibwa mu bikebyo ne batoga.
We are put in those clans and the witches.
Yomu na neba katonda benaba zimbiro obuyumba
yomu. Everyone had their gods, they built shrines for them.
Kati ate batwarokoka.
When God saved.
Olwe bintu ebitatu va mbulungi.
These we never got out of us clear.
Yomu sai gwo bulogo.
By the blood of this witchcraft in us.
Ebu hata ndikokuruza ntindoza ne katonda ono.
We began to think even our God.
Eba muzimbiro obuyumba.
We build houses for him.
Na biram.
And he resides in them.
Ndoza bo ba unenene
ko. Maybe this appear a bit bigger.
Kagi kanti munenene mukasinga
ko. Just appears as a big God.
God says
we don't live in temple built with human hands.
In Acts
17, 29,
20.
Praise Jesus.
We found ourselves
witchcraft of building shrines and it stuck in us. Others built Namgongo in Uganda, they put Namgongo shrine. And they claim it's for Jesus. But it's a typical shrine.
We
got to build big buildings.
We began
to open them for God to enter. And he says I'm on your heart. Now that witchcraft,
it
doesn't just get out of a person.
Imagine you zimbira katonda nyumba.
And imagine you build God a house.
Ajukira.
And he remembers.
Mpozi walitu wabazimbiranga tutia.
Our forefathers, our God rebuilt them what style?
Yovura kati abasinga bazimba bwegati.
That's why most of
them
they put a cross at the top of the buildings they
build. Bagazimba galinge
esabo. They build them in the appearance of the shrines. They roof them like that. The witchcraft of the spirit. They bewitch you inside and bring out everything out. Jerusalem never appears like that. When they got out, most wanted to do their new things. And they contend with the building style of Jerusalem as you see it. They wanted to get their own style of building. That's why what appears like their buildings. All of them have those styles.
Bakolinse ekisooka esula ya 8 olunyiri lwa 7. Naye okumanya okwo tekuli mu bantu bonna.
Nti ekintu kino ekyokuba nti Katonda ali omu.
God be one.
Era ne Kristo ali omu.
And Christ being one.
Abantu bonna tebagirina.
All people don't have it.
Kintu kyosingana mu bantu batini nnyo.
Something you rarely find in a few people.
Era ne wankubadde kankubuli etwalo kakati.
Even though we got saved as I speak.
Naye abakakasa nga tuli Katonda omu ne Yesu omu batini.
Proving we are on one God and one Jesus, a few people.
Batono.
There are few. Already there are false Christs. And people
that
would have asked and said, how comes the other preacher another gospel? And these are on another gospel. Have one Christ headed one heaven. Something you put in your heart and get to have. And you say the God of the other place, the one who wants. You remain going there. And your brains have not got to know that God has to be one. The first thing is that these clans were handed to those gods. Even when you get said to enter that God is one, Christ is one, you struggle and battle with it. You hear the Jesus of the Adventists of the Catholics. After they make a religious council, they sit together. And each one comes with their Christ. Just
like
the wizards in the villages met in their meetings. Each one with their demons. Now the drama you see
is the false church. It was
created from this head, the second head.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
it worked them when the other head was the one working so much in this generation of the spiritual false church system.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The
thing of giving us these gods
in
all clans,
you
need a new people never have one God. And in Egypt,
he
used to have gods of Egypt. And they showed this is of the water, this one is of the wind, this is of the fire. And that thing came is remaining in us. Because of the sorcery, we got called spiritual wickedness.
It's
in the human spirit inside.
And
to be loose, not the one true God.
And
Christ Jesus is sent.
Not
people have not focused even to know him. Separated from all things calling themselves God. That's why that problem
is
drawing people to God with false prophets. Everyone have their God and their own way. Just as the shrine life was.
For
every clan worship devils in their own style. Maybe they also shared days. I don't know, you understand that.
Well,
there is a day, every demon has a day they worship it. Have you understood that? Now, when we came in this faith of the first head we saw,
when
those gods in that false religions or the false church systems, everyone was given a specific day to worship as the shrines appear. Now As Sunday became a problem. All of them say we have to hold on it. And they said, but now, others get Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday or Friday. And they fellowship on those days. Others on Friday. Others on Saturday. They remain being in those days. Just as the shrines appeared.
Of evening glory.
The things of evening glory,
morning glory
and morning glory.
The
things were in the shrine. The truth is, you woke up in the day and you lighten fire in the shrine in the morning, in the morning, even in the evening. The problem, the shrine mentality never got out of people. And
they
remained with morning and evening glories in the church. And they gave them specific days of the shrines and the wizards. This you come here every day. Others have specific days on which God works. And on that day is the one God chose. Romans 14 when you begin it. It shows that God all days are His. It's hard for God to choose one day that it's only what is His. For all days are for God.
And
God can tell let the service be on any day. At any hour he wants.
Others,
evening glory and morning glory. And they say that the Spirit is going to be moving.
And
others also had services in the midday.
The
things of the shrine, the midday to around 2. The fathers, they light fires for them in the shrines. Now those things, spiritual wickedness, did get out totally. They brought in the same ways and they modified them a little and they remain being governed in the church. For it's sorcery within,
just
get out of a human spirit. That's why I said raw Hebrews. Hebrews 10.
Must
bring called on the water of the word which is taken out an evil spirit from us.
That
it's an human
being.
They remain having powers of darkness in their blood. And if you don't go deep in the word, you remain not being cleansed. And they say we can draw to the Lord after we've been cleansed
by
the sprinkling of the holy water of the word of God.
And we've
taken out an evil spirit from our inside. But how did that evil spirit come? That, yeah, which says the things of your clan. You no more sense your things in your home, heaven. But you know the graveyards of your people where they are. You ask where they have been buried. You want to know where people have been buried, your people.
They do know where
they will be buried.
We
prove.
Though
you're in salvation, don't prove that.
When
you're born again, it's too far for where you're
going to
be buried. All religious people fight where they will be buried.
Now
you go safe to go to heaven. But the evil spirit of witchcraft, though they came to God, the sorcery of the past has never gotten out of them. And they are worshiping and praising God. After they sit down and they call, phone call. My child, ever since you got
on
the land I gave you, you begin to cry where you're going to be buried.
Instead,
we worship to go to heaven. Now you're crying to where you're going to be buried.
have
just been from the clan.
How can
we have to be married myself?
In this
witchcraft,
in
this head,
head
on Jezebel, which you see
there,
they bewitch you, get saved, and,
not,
and you are a fake born again.
Not
reached heaven at all. Philippians 3:20 says, when
we
get saved, let's look up where our Lord is going to come from. For our home is in heaven. You begin to ask where you're going to be buried, and you look on the ground. They have chased before the clan. Let them chase you. Have a holy priesthood.
That
you chased me, what have you done? Thank you for even chasing me. I can thank you for
chasing
me. And I even send you meat. And I thank you for chasing me from the devil.
The
clans built on foundations of the devil. Praise him, Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. A person has serious sorcery within them.
Like I say,
we have to be taken out an evil spirit from us.
It's
in the people. Number
666
is working.
And
it follows you everywhere.
You are
on their network based within your blood. Make them dream things of their home and they connect in your system life.
You have
no strength to resist those messages. They make you dream your father's come. He is a dead thing. He's coming, my child. I am bad luck where you buried me. You wake up with your bad luck. My grandfather, he's visited.
Hello?
Hello?
He
visited me the night. But you see those things.
Most,
when we reach this
day,
perhaps we've not gotten born again well.
It's
time you get born again in the truthful. Check yourself, see whether that head no more rains on you.
But
this rains so much. It can even leave you come for fellowship. But you are in serious witchcraft and wickedness. Spiritual wickedness. They leave you claim praise Jesus.
But
on the spirit they access you. And they make you do other things.
What them but you
are
not a woman to catch
up. Don't know my clan.
Munja Kumanya Chikachi,
not the clan of the people of the lion.
Femanaruba was
in
Gayaropoka,
and they are born again.
Era in the Puga Bagati Murabi, Mussisibat,
but when Gilbert comes. People walk in witchcraft.
And
you see them like a pastor, but they are wizards. They are the ones you find they teach demons. And
is it
the same system? They have never gotten out of them. But as if they are in the church. But in teaching this demon and this one.
No, and the
when you change, you never told us God to teach us demons. And they are in sorcery. And they've never gotten saved. That one is when you anger them and they can send demons to you to enter you one by one.
No, gamba. Yeah,
what is wrong with you? They change them
to the
and enter in the image of the first head of the church. But the witchcraft of the second head still reigns over them. The spiritual wickedness. They leave you and
of God, but he's teaching us. What fills the heart is what gets out of them. It's what gets out of them. Told you in my words I knew. And you were in me. Now they are filling the words of demons in them. And it's working for them. You find an older man. He was a wizard, he's not forgotten out of that life. But he's still a wizard. And he teaches demons. And you break and you bind. And you bind yourself in the kingdom of God. Wrestling with flesh and blood. Do you understand the thing? Get from the kingdom of the devil. For in the devil's side, demons fight themselves. They get a human head and they begin to beat each other. So they can pass the spiritual realm.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What happens is this. We have angels of warfare. Where you started demons from, you fought yourselves in warfare. And they begin to fuck you up. And they brought visions. We saw him, he has the light lighting in the Entebbe Road. And you got happy. You can play on your mind through this witchcraft. Now they go to spiritual dreams. And they say dreams as they bewitch you through them. You dream a dog is chasing you, dream a cow. What you study is what fills your heart. And within them they begin to draft dreams out of them. And they send for you. You
beat
this and another comes.
The
spiritual wickedness.
It's
not easy at all. I expect every head we handle is the heart.
It
still reigns over someone. It's hard escaping it.
You have to believe
you washed with the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Which
passes through the word preached. Just as we are sprinkled over water through the word. To be taken out an evil spirit. First Corinthians 8 verse 7.
Naye okumanya okwo tekuli mu bantu bonna
okubeera ne Katondo
of knowing having one God
ne Christ
and one Christ.
Tulowooza nti okumanya okwo kuli mu bantu bonna.
Don't think that knowledge is in all people.
Kubanga Katondo omulamu
for the living God
ebamwogerako ku mimwa kwo
just spoken of through the mouth.
Simanyi twasoma bulungi Matayo.
I don't know if we spoke start well in Matthew.
Matayo 15:10.
Matthew 15:10.
Abantu bamusamu kiba kya kumwana mbigambo.
People honor him with his mouth than the words. But it's not the ones in the heart.
Ngabantu bayina mbaka tonda abalala bali abalabisibwa.
People had other gods appearing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Eranga nokukakasa.
Even to prove.
Oyina okubanga omumanyi.
You must be knowing him.
Ngabo ayogera mu Yohana 17:3.
John 17:3.
Uramu obutagwawo.
Eternal life.
Umanya Katonda mu amazima.
Know the one true God.
Ne Christ Yesu gwe yatuma.
And Christ Jesus is sent.
Eranga ayogera mu Kosiya 4.
Spoke in Isaiah 4.
Abantu bazikira okubula okumanya.
People are desperate for lack of knowledge.
Banga tewali kumanya Katonda munsi.
Because there's no knowledge of God in the world.
Wabule mpaka.
But only contentions.
Kuwakana nokumenya ebiragiro.
Judges and breaking commands. Accepting the other witchcraft to understand.
Must
not know the one true God. That's why things like churches, out of them knowledge was removed. Even religions.
You must be
as if you're in the shrine, for the shrine they never study. Do they study in the shrine? You've gone to pray, beg, and ask. When you
reach there,
you begin to update the forefathers your issues. And they to begin to see what they see in you. It's to say to be prophesied upon. Now the other head, this second head, is what about the spiritual false church system. It's so that this one was weakening. The second head. They were realizing it.
It's
so sorry. People began to
run away in the
real spiritual church.
And it's
something which is like church where people are running to.
For
they are running from us, they are going. And we began to resist Christ. It's the devil. We realized him. And he said, okay, they are running from me. I have reinforced religions and beliefs. And they appear like church. When they run from here, I will capture them from there. What was brought into the religions and beliefs? They are the different gods. Don't expect those gods connect. The God of the Catholic, is he connected with one of the Protestants? Different demons in their kingdom. Everyone their own commands. After they sit on their council together. And they create what is called the religious council. These men who have gone have gone to register salvation there.
First
Corinthians 8 verse 7.
Naye okumanya okwo tekuli mu bantu bonna naye abalala kubanga bamanyire ekifaananyi okutuusa kaakano.
Abantu balina ebintu byamanyire
ebintu
ebikolebwa wakati bano bafallen angels ne balabikira emabega waabyo.
Fallen angels appearing behind them. The idols made. These religions. And their idols and images. It's not an image. We've been having images. Put the photo of your pastor. It's having anointing.
That
they just get out of you, for you've been bewitched. And you are used to it. And knowing the one true God in Christ Jesus is sent, you feel a battling within you.
Instead
of prayer, we leave this place.
When
you just go in the shrine, you don't study and read there.
You
go to tell the demon, the chief wizard, what brought you.
And he
prophesies what to mean next to you, and you get out. Does it tell you where it comes from? That's why even now, things in false churches, God comes and they begin to shiver and they act funny. Instead of asking where he comes from, and you ask him what
you
want. I ask you, you've knocked from which heaven?
Okay, Guruji.
Which heaven? They don't question in a shrine. You do your shaking and shaking them. And you are threatened. And you want those styles of the shrine. They used to strike their eyes and begin to bark as they speak. And you all quake.
For they bewitched
you, and that witchcraft is not gotten out of you. Right now, I expect
unfold
knowledge. God is taking out
evil spirit.
It has to get finished out of us.
It's
the only Father we have,
knowledge,
our Lord Jesus, and the Spirit who leads us. I tell you, people have been reigned over these situations. Head of the beast, which is second head. This mountain, the second, where the beast sits on, and reigns over nations in this sorcery.
The
witch someone, and the other witchcraft has been taken out of them.
Let
God, that we are seated down here, we are studying.
And
we are not contention to be prophesied upon. For things of the shrine, speak what has brought you, and they will tell you what they know about you. Go to your home. Don't question the forefathers where they come from. And where they sleep. That's where you live. You don't question that.
We came
to church and made a shrine.
The
demons, you come and they tell you what they want. You don't question anything. Do they ask the forefather? They get wild and harsh. And they begin to. Now that's sorcery.
Even when
you come to church, it can't just get out of you.
Remember, when demons were to come
on the chief wizard, you have to be humbled, silent. You calm.
Bakolins ekisoka esulayam nano lunyiro lomusanvu.
First Corinthians 8:7.
Balia ngebi were dwaye ekifananyi. N'omwoyo gwabwe gubanga munafu. N'omwoyo gwabwe gubanga munafu. Gubera ng'empitambi.
Kiriyawo. Obeeriyo nga wasiri
waradda. You are there and you're corruptible. All your spirit was filled with every filth. Let me tell you in the world. You find them clothing a suit, but what is full of filth from their heart.
They
speak filth and dirt of the toilet. You find them with gray hair, but what they speak.
Deep.
An old man, but what is this from his spirit and his heart?
He
speaks the poop of the toilet. When they speak,
you,
with life you may question. When they died, you see, you've met the devil himself. And they are corrupted and defiled. That's what Jezebel does when she makes people
sick.
Mostly in the second six. When besting on the mountain, they witch someone and they cease to have understanding. Even what they speak is dumb. You find the old man speaking to you. You know our God. They are in the mountains. Me too, I'm going to the mountains. I want to go to heaven if your God is in the mountains. But you see, understands. They seem to have understanding. But and they seem to be old, but they are not even equated to 1 month. According to what they speak. They don't even have a day. Even hours, they don't have them. And it's the dead body moving. They are no more there.
First Corinthians 8:8. Era batutalia tetuwebuka. Era wetulia tetweyongerako. Naye mwekume nga mpozi obuyinza bwa mmobo bulemenga okuba enkonga eri abanafu.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
Ayina ebintu byakunyola ku byokulya ebiweereddwa.
Explains on food offered out.
Ngagamba bwabaawo omunafu
toli. If there's a weak person, don't eat.
Naye bayiwadde Katonda kya wakanga wano.
Given it which God which threatens you.
Wabaawo nga tulabye wa Luganda.
You've not seen a brethren there.
Ya buli abatwale ku sitaani omwemu.
Eat and kick the devil away.
Take
away your fallen angels. You're not God.
It's
not even a day you'll be God, you devil. That you have come on the human head. You tell them, when did you become a forefather? Let me tell you, when you arise
from
the devil, you don't bow. You stand in knowledge. He runs quick. He knows that one knows us. We're dead. That's why God's spirit is free for lack of knowledge. If you
want
knowledge, you can't get lost. Now I'm asking a question. If they bring meat or anything eatable from the shrine, and they bring them home, my parents do that, I don't do that. And I'm born again, and not born again. I live with them in the house. And they do things in the shrines. And they bring eatings home. If you are with them in the house, the first case you committed is to be with them in the same house. Yet they are into those things and know it very well. The other, if you dare eat with them into things, and they say it is a wizard.
That moment you shouldn't eat. For their sake, to prove and show them what they do is not right. If they find you elsewhere,
let's
finish this verse. 1 Corinthians
8, verse 10. Yekifaananyi omwoyo gw'oyo bw'aba nga munafu teguli guma kulya ekiweebwayo eri ekifaananyi.
The other two will begin to question.
It means these
are the devils are right, let's eat them. For their sake, you don't eat.
Bakolinse ekisooka 8:11. Kubanga omunafu abula olw'okutegeera kwo.
Kutegeera nti luno sitaani.
You understand this, the devil.
Tamanyira nakumanyi.
He's from a lie. Aya
n'oli omunafu abula.
The weak person gets lost.
Katulina okukozesa okutegeera obulungi.
You have to use your understanding well.
Okitegedde bulungi.
Are you understanding?
Wokimanyi sitaani talimu.
You know the devil has
mmere yange tetwali sitaani naawe.
The devil is nothing. But for the sake of the weak brother, in your understanding, they may get lost according to what you do. You know, but they don't know.
You
must save the others who get lost. You know they are weak, but for the sake of the others, you don't eat for the weakness of the other. Demons can attack him. And you save the weaker.
Bakolinso ekisooke sula 8:11. Owooluganda, Kristo gwe yafiirira. Era bwe kityo bwe mwonoona abooluganda era ne mufumita omwoyo gwabwe. Bwe gubanga munafu nga mwonoona Kristo. Kale obanga ekyokulya kyesitaza muganda wange. Siiryenga nnyama emirembe gyonna. Nemengo kwesitaza muganda wange.
Mbe kiba kimwesitaza oba nyama nga yamwesitaza
jiri. It makes them stumble.
Oya inzo gamuna inzo bulia kaperegechi kampisa.
The other may say when you eat pork it affects me.
Ngo kwechime tichihuri na mbuji.
And you don't have a problem
with it. Mwaba walitolia.
If they don't eat.
Wota mbule ringwa.
If you move elsewhere you eat.
Nga weya gara.
And you enjoy it.
Na hede tugambie.
But we not refused.
Omanyimu ni mwa abantu.
You know there are people.
Aba gamba nti echitigiza.
They will say, perhaps let's go into funeral rites and appear there. Maybe. If they say, let's put the air on,
feast
by the hair. But if those norms come in, you refuse even to go there. When you reach the beginning, you move away. But putting on a hair is not bad. Eating and drinking is not wrong. But the norms attached on. Praise Jesus.
Concerning
the sorcerer has been on for a long time. And according to Ephesians 6, verse 10, we are told these words. Ephesians 6, verse 10.
Mubenga n'amaanyi mu Mukama waffe ne mu buyinza obw'amaanyi ge. Mwambalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda. Mulyoke muyinze ng'okuyimirira eri enkwe za Sitaani.
Bino byonna biri mu nkwe z'ani.
All this is in the schemes of the devil.
Nkwe za Sitaani.
The schemes of the devil.
Kati eraze nkwe za Jezebel.
Now they're the schemes of Jezebel.
Abefeso essuula ey'omukaaga olunyiriri olw'okumi n'ebbiri.
Ephesians 6:12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri wabula abamasaza n'abobuyinza.
Tetulwagana na musayi.
We wrestle not with flesh and blood.
Tulwanagana ne fallen angels.
But with fallen angels.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu bano betulwanagana nabo
leero. These we fight with today.
Betuite emizimu
bikibani. Demons and other things.
Abo tebabanga ko mubiri
tunako. Those have never been in the body even a day.
Bali tuwanagana mioyo mibi.
We wrestle with evil spirits, fallen angels.
Tebakugambi.
They have told you.
Bino betuwanagana bo simu bili na musayi.
What we wrestle with is not flesh and blood.
Era nokuba tebakubeeranga muko.
And they have never resided in flesh. We fight with fallen angels.
That
dream as your forefather. That's not your forefather.
It's
never been even in the body. But you fight with principalities, evil spirits, led by Jezebel.
Just
as the leader, the devil was.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This word
rests
with flesh and blood. It tries to show you that these things which are in our plans,
they
have never been in flesh.
They
are not your dead forefathers who left you. They would have said we find they will check from body
and flesh.
But if we are not with flesh and blood, those things
have
never been in the flesh.
They are
fallen angels, never been in flesh and blood. That is why you see they hadn't life for the one in flesh and blood. And they ask you this, they trouble you. And they trouble your life. Find the one in those systems and they are full of jiggers in the feet. They who are chief wizards, they clothe funny clothing.
I
wonder.
Blessed
you, grandchild.
Where
I am, a tree has penetrated me. You've come with that tree. You ask it, have you come with a tree? You have it, I pull it out of you? Where you are? The water is flowing over us. Don't go back if you've run from there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. 12 tribes were having witch totems. That's what he first asked them. The clan of Judah had what totem? The holy clan. Their totems is unrighteousness. Their totem is sin. And they, what they don't
believe,
they don't write that these are totems and
detestable
things. They are acts of unrighteousness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You tell them
holy clans have no totems and norms. That's where the answer is.
When
you go back, every tribe, how it appeared, ask them this one, what is their totem? You finish them.
If
you tell them animals of God,
you are coming.
Told us to eat them, you are rather claiming that they are totems. Are you blasphemous? People who contend against God, he says, we eat. You claim they are your totems, you don't eat them.
We
rest not with flesh and blood. Let's move on with this verse.
Ephesians
6:12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri wabula naba masaza.
The
one we wrestle and fight
with,
not your dead forefather you dream of.
While
a couple of years, people thought my dead forefathers visited me, and it comes to their head. You want fallen angels, Jezebel bewitched the world,
and told that's
your father, your uncle, your grandfather. I say, my child, don't get from religion. You dream them in the night. You're going to get saved, they tell you. My child, don't give up religion. You know, we have Mary. We are here with Mary. Where? When you ask them where, when they tell you that,
Mary,
she woman or man,
you are
angels or you what there will.
And
I'm your grandfather. They make foolish of themselves. Fought principalities all along. Wrestled with demons of the dead.
These
calling us from olden days. And they have been bewitching people.
something to your poor father.
And
they ask a goat, a cow, a sheep. The poor father was not like that, the real one.
Checking
from the body, but this was come back. It's not easy. Grandchild,
bring
in a sheep, we work on you.
Giving
you free land. But this one, what is wrong with you, forefather? These have never been a forefather. They are not the dead of your own. Not at all. These, they rather be witch people.
They
are not right.
It's
never been your forefather in the bush.
Not
your forefather in the winds blowing.
No,
your forefather in the mountain. The
demons,
fallen angels are the ones up there. They bewitched a human being. How can you take that out that the forefather is not in the mountains? When you two
got born again,
you say it. Demons of my fathers have attacked me.
You
believe there is hell which has been closed. Witchcraft upon people. You have to get out of it. Your father is imprisoned in hell. Or your father is the devil God saved. No one is going to come back that day. You're dead for a
purpose.
You are on fallen angels bewitching in wickedness.
You can
born again say that aunt attacked me. Don't want me to get married.
You
know my auntie wasn't getting married. Now she appeared to me.
And they
tell you
go strike that
aunt. Every cloth she gave you, throw it away.
This
head is
part
of spiritual wickedness. And you get saved when you're not
saved.
So we need to get deliverance for this child. They deliver you as thick. Those days I was in the hospital.
We had
taken a sick person with diabetes. And they also had pressure.
The
one who treated them also had pressure.
When
do we have pressures? They rise up and they come down to Nema. I said,
hey.
He's treating the sick. We don't totally get healed.
Yeah,
I got another message out of it.
I knew
in the world they are sick but treating their fellow sick. Now you go to the sick person who treats you. They just give you relief for them, so you never got sick, healed. That's why you chase the demon and comes back. For they claim me too, they're attacking me still. Now, they bewitched a human being to reaching. Even when they get saved, they never totally get out of those systems. And you find them there in the memorial of their forefathers. Let's make a memorial for my grandfather. And they remember the dead. He died on this day. We have to honor him on that day. You remember him, he went
well.
And as you there, he comes back. In the
whites.
They have those memorials so much. And they remain dreaming them. And they know they are the ones who come. Therefore, he bewitched on that second head.
He
bewitches you and you come in the first head and you never get healed and saved.
Abefeso esula y'omukaaga olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Ephesians 6 verse 12.
N'abafuga ensi ab'omukizikiza kino.
Bano bafuga ensi eno nga basinziira ku nsozi zino.
Over the world based on these mountains.
Newankubadde kati
Jezebel
yakulidde omutwe ogwo okufuga.
Heading under this head
naye yagabanyamu seven ensi mu kigambo kino.
Divided the world in this word.
Bafugira mu kizikiza.
They reign within darkness.
Si mu nzikiza eno ekubeerwa.
Not in this darkness so now of night.
Kutegeera.
Not understanding ignorance.
Temulina kumanya.
You shouldn't know.
Wavaawo dda
where you came from, where you're going.
Mulina kuba wano obwongo bulina kuba
wano tebakukkiriza
jo otegeera biki
what you understand
bakuteekako economical system
put you an economic system
ulina okunoonya sente musana na kiro
seek for money day and night
nelifuna budde
bwa kudda no time for going and seeking where you go
nali mu kanisa bamuonoona amagezi anoonya sente
people in church have been corrupted to seek for money
bakuloga
they bewitch you
kakuli edogo lyo kunonya se
seeking for money when you reach it
osulo ologo
ologo dreaming money
zibuze
money is lost
bobozira bobo natufunye sente
you see you money but I need more with it seek money you sleep dreaming that How come they don't speak much? Why do they speak of heaven so much? These passing through speech of wickedness, they can target the political system, economic system. They have to pass through this wickedness to bewitch the others. The social relations,
games and sports,
the healthy sector,
they use
the spiritual wickedness.
And
a human being to cease to have understanding. What they try to do, no understanding,
they
have to reign over you in darkness. Another can tell you things. And they teach you demons, they tell you after. They have been released from hell, they have come. And they attacked us.
I wonder,
we are going to bind them from where?
Where
would they imprison them? They have run from there. Now this world is having darkness.
They bewitch
the human being from their mother's womb and they begin to bewitch them.
Rich,
where they first make you forget, there is no any other father of yours. This one is your father, your child. From then, you never know your father in heaven.
And
this too is another captivity. Father would have explained me an image of the Father in heaven and this mother, just as we started on Thursday,
in the
holy family of God.
Everything
is destroyed. No question
about
your comfort is your Father who is there. When he goes, they say you are an orphan. That is wrong. We
are
not orphans here. My father
who
is physical, you go, I have a father in heaven.
Amen.
Who is the orphan here?
Those
men convince you are an orphan, you have no
father.
When you speak, even when you go born again, you say, you don't know why we are passing through. We grew when we are orphans, and we are orphans.
You're
born again, you believe you're an orphan.
You
don't have a father in heaven.
You
will see that on the next Tuesday. God bless you.